Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority. I'm Rabbi Kurt Landry.
欢迎来到古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄。我是拉比克兰卓。
I'm enjoying these podcasts, literally answering your questions, and I hope that as I answer other people's questions, it's connecting some dots for you.
我很喜欢在这个信息中回答你们的问题。我希望当我回答其他人的问题时，它也能够帮助到你连接到线索。
Because the whole principle of ancient principles brings kingdom authority into the here and now. Because if you understand the past, it helps you to be empowered for your future.
因为在此时此刻，整个古老的圣经原则会将天国的权柄带入到这个信息中。如果你了解过去，它会帮助你在未来被赋予能力。
So your question today is, can you encourage us with a story where you've surrendered in the early days of the walk, of your walk, and now? And is there a difference in how you respond now versus in the past? Oh my God.
今天会众们提到的第一个问题是，拉比，你能说一个鼓励我们的故事吗？在你认识神的初期，降服于神，和现在的你相比，你的反应在过去和现在有什么不同吗？
I would say the biggest difference in 33 years...And understanding that I got saved at 36, so from 36, let's say, to 46, that was being involved with getting airplanes from Boeing 747s out of Seattle to Russia, loading it up with our people, Jewish people, and bringing them to Israel. And that was a season of bringing ships from Tarshish.
我想想33年以来我最大的区别是什么？我从36岁得救，从36岁到46岁，我所做的事情就是搭乘波音747飞机，从西雅图飞到俄罗斯，用飞机装满犹太人，并将他们带回到以色列。那是一个从他师运回船只的季节。
We were operating as entrepreneurial businessmen. I was a fruit broker.
我们当时作为企业家运营，而我是一名做水果贸易的经纪人。
And so we were operating with high levels of kingdom finances with other, we would be seven mountain of influencers. We were brokers and business people.
我们作为经纪人和商人，在和七个山头中有影响力巨大的人一起经营这些事情。
So it's very different than what I do now.
所以这与我现在所做的非常不同。
Biggest factor now is let's say the worrying about what happened when we did that, if there was a scale of 1 to 5 on worrying, I probably would be involved in concern at a 3 to a 4.
最大的一个不同的因素是，我当时很担心我们这样做时会发生什么问题。如果担忧的评分范围从1到5，那么我在大部分时间里可能会处于3到4这种级别的担忧中。
During most of the time, and I had very little patience. I was younger, very driven, and very inexperienced with the Lord. So
我在那时几乎没有耐心，我还很年轻。精力充沛，对神也缺乏精力。
I'd say probably the biggest difference is at 67, and actually I'll be 68 here in a few days. My worry factor is probably about 1 or 2. because of the experience of 30 years.
所以我想说最大的区别可能是在我的67岁，实际上几天之后我就68岁了。由于这30年的经验，我的担忧程度大概会下降到1到2这个级别的水平。
I know when I hear the Lord to ask me to do something that I don't put any time table on it. You know, I just don't like...He may ask me to do something, and it is actually a step of something that's going to happen 10 years from now.
我知道当我听到主要求我做某件事情时，我不会也不喜欢在这件事情上安排任何的时间表。神可能要求我做的事情实际上会是在十年之后才发生。
So I have the experience And because I don't worry and I'm not impatient, I actually get more done with less. That would be the biggest difference. And
所以我有经验，因为我不担心也不急躁，我实际上用更少的精力完成了更多的事情，这就是最大的区别。
I see more miracles and more favor and more signs and wonders now than I did when I was worrying and striving and trying to make things happen.
与我曾经担心努力让事情发生时相比，我现在看到了更多的奇迹恩典，更多的神迹奇事。
And I actually manage more finances in the kingdom now as a full-time, let's say, apostolic type person.Than I did when I was in the corporate world.
事实上，我现在作为全职的使徒身份，在天国中管理了更多的财务，这比我在商界做的要更多。
So, you know, it was a journey, and there was a pendulum that swung, but you asked the question, so I would say patience, trust, and there's a certain amount of fatigue. I don't.Have the energy to strive, and I don't have the energy to fight with people or circumstances. I don't have it, so I have to be very careful with the energy I have that I keep it in a good river.
And 所以这是一段就像有一个钟摆在摆动的旅程。你们问了这个问题，我会说，在这条路上需要有耐心、信任。当然可能也有一定程度的疲惫，我没有自己的精力再去奋斗，也没有精力再去和人或者环境做抗争，所以现在我必须非常谨慎地对待我所拥有的能力和能量，将其更好地保存下来。
And when I was younger, I had plenty of energy to strive and to fight, and that's the beauty of enjoying older age is, I'm actually happier and more excited about life now than I was then because of what I just said. That was a long way of answering your question, but...
当我年轻的时候，我有足够的精力去奋斗抗争，而现在就是享受老年生活的美妙之处。正如我刚刚所说的，我现在比当时更快乐，对生活也更兴奋。
He says, many believers do not walk...In power of authority, this is one of your questions, in their faith walk. How can they become strong men and women of God? And that they long to be.
Well, 另外一个关键的问题是，现在许多信徒并没有在信仰生活中行在属天的权柄里。他们怎样才能成为他们想要成为的，在神身份里充满能力的人呢？
They can't.Okay, I'm just going to tell you they can't.
他们不能，我只是很遗憾地想告诉你们，他们不能。
I was listening to a testimony of Justin Bieber, I think that's his name, the singer, young man. And there's a quasi connection to somebody in Hollywood that I know that... So I've different conversations about him and his life. And man, he's just been messed up.
我曾经在听贾斯汀·比伯的见证，他是一名美国的歌手，年轻人。他与我在好莱坞认识的一位朋友有联系，所以我对他以及他的生活有过一些了解。他是比较糟糕的一个情况。
So anyway, I was listening to this testimony of him, and he says, listen, I believe in Jesus, but I don't walk with Jesus. I said, okay, that makes sense.
当时我正在听他的见证，他说我相信耶稣，但我并不与耶稣同行。我当时说好吧。
And then he said to the interviewer, he says, the reason I don't walk with Jesus is because when I first got saved, I was surrounded by these kind of believers you're talking about. They say they're Christians, they're in the Christian culture, but they don't have power and authority because they're really not walking in authority.
然后贾斯汀·比伯对采访的记者说，我不与耶稣同行的原因是，当我第一次得救时，我周围都是那些你们问题里面所提到的信徒。那些人说他们是基督徒，他们生活在基督教背景的文化中，但他们实际上却没有权力和权柄， 因为他们没有走在神赋予的权柄之中。
And so what Justin said, he said, they say one thing and do another. And
Justin 比伯说，他们做一套说一套。
So him as a young believer, and I've seen this so many, you know, in sports and in business, in the places that I interact with and in government, that's what happens is you get these powerful people saved and then the enemy surrounds them with weak Christians. And
这个年轻信徒的情况我在体育界、商界以及我接触的地方以及在政府中看到很多类似的情况。这些有权势的人得救，然后仇敌就用一些软弱的基督徒包围他们。
And all they do is lay a fake, so to say, witness, and people follow that, and then they say, well, it doesn't work.
他们所做的就是撒谎，而见证的人就会学着他们做一样的事情，然后大家会发现这其实根本不起作用。
That's why you hear me say, show me your friends, I'll show you your future, and then show me the books you read, and I'll show you how fast you're going to get to that future.
Because 这就是为什么你常听到我说你们以什么样的朋友一起相处，我会告诉你你的未来是什么样的。你告诉我你读过的书，我会告诉你你能以多快的速度到达那个未来。
If you don't invest in your own intelligence in the Lord, and you don't hang out with people who are actually doing where and going where you want to go, then you're not going to get there.
因为如果你不把自己的智慧投资在神的身上，你不和那些该和你一起前往真正该去的地方的人一起同行，那么你就不会到达你真正该到达的地方。
I just say that it's just a matter of like, well, maybe I will. Well, maybe you will. And if you do, then praise God, you'll be the first one. Because I've been around a lot of people and there's only one road and it's narrow is the pace, narrow is the road and few that find it.
这只是一个问题。也许你会做好我前面提到的这件事。如果你这样做了，那么就大大的赞美神。因为我接触过很多人，但这条路非常的窄，很少有人找到它。
So, yeah, I don't think if you don't walk in authority, you're not going to fulfill what God asked you. It takes that surrender and that authority.
所以我不认为如果你没有行走在属天的权柄中，你就可以完成神对你的要求。你需要降服于神的权柄。
So your question is in 2 Timothy 1:7 says that we have a sound mind.And why are we still experiencing anxiousness and fear?
你们的另外一个问题是在提摩太后书一章的七节，神说赐给我们的是谨守的心，但为什么我们仍然有时候会感到焦虑和恐惧呢？
Well, you have to look at that whole scripture. It says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but the spirit of a sound mind. So the
你必须看看一整节经文。那节经文在说，神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
Key is you have to face your fears. That's what the whole faith walk is about.
关键是你必须要面对你的胆怯，这就是整个信仰之旅的意义所在。
Is once you make a decision to surrender to God, then what happens is.He starts kind of calling your fears out, kind of like Moses with the Pharaoh. All right, let's bring out the flies. Let's bring out the blood. Let's, you know, and it just start calling. Let's bring out the hail. Let's, you know, and the death angel. So everything starts to come out. And what
一旦你决定向神投降，那么他就会开始把你的胆怯从你的身体中抽离出来，就像摩西与法老一样，让我们把苍蝇赶出来，把血拿出来，让冰雹出来，让死亡天使出来，所以一切都开始浮出水面。
Happens is you need that testimony in your life to overcome. And so...The key here is not that you have a sound mind, but the reason you have a sound mind is because you have faced the fears and you have exchanged your fears for faith in God through His love.
你需要生活中的见证来克服这样的胆怯。这里的关键不是你有一颗谨守的心，而是你之所以拥有谨守的心，是因为你能够直面胆怯。 透过神的爱和神，你已经将胆怯转化为对神的信心。
Faith works through love. So if you look at the power of faith, it needs plumbing. No different than in your house.
信心是通过爱产生的。如果你看着信心的力量，它需要管道，就像你在家里的管道一样。
You want water to come into the kitchen or the restroom, then there has to be pipes that take it from one source to that location. In your spiritual walk,Love is the PVC pipe, and faith operates in it, and it goes where the love is directed. So,
如果你希望水进入厨房或者卫生间，则必须有管道将水从一个水源输送到该位置。在你的属灵生活中，爱就是这个 PVC 管，信心在其中运作，信心会达到爱所指向的方向。
So, if you follow the Father in love,You'll pour out what God has given you in the right location.
如果你跟随神的爱，你就会在正确的地方倾倒出神所赐予你的东西。
As you know what it's like when water pours out in a house in the wrong location. Yeah, that's called an insurance claim.
你也知道当水从错误的位置倒进房子里会是什么样子，到时候就要找保险去赔了。
So your next question is,Why are we to renew our mind every single day and meditate on His word both day and night?
所以你们的下一个问题是，为什么我们要每天更新我们的思想，昼夜默想神的话语呢？
Well, this is coming out of Joshua, chapter 1. I would say it's probably verse 7 and 8.
这是出自于约书亚记第一章的内容。拉比说可能大概是第七节或者是第八节。
So, think about where this scripture came from. Here's Moses, the greatest leader, the deliverer. All these great miracles. And Joshua, so to say, worked for Moses. He was under Moses. And now...
所以我们来一起想一想这段经文的背景。摩西是最伟大的领袖之一，也是救赎者。见证了所有这些伟大的奇迹。约书亚可以说是为摩西工作，他在摩西的领导之下。
Now Moses is dead. And guess what? He's dead, but now we're actually going to go into the promise and the calling that he talked about for over 40 years. And we have waited for hundreds of years. And who's going to lead these people? Joshua.So what does he say to him? Moses is dead. As I was with Moses, so I am with you. Meditate on the word of God day and night that you might be of great success. Why is that?
摩西当时死了，但约书亚实际上要兑现他四十多年来所谈论的他在神呼召当中的应许。以色列百姓已经等待了数百年，那么谁将领导这些人呢？约书亚他对人们说了什么呢？他说，摩西已经死了，我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Everything in your life cycles in a 24-hour period, and the Word of God has to cycle through your mind, will, and emotions, and your spirit, man, every 24 hours. Just like you have to eat and drink, you have to eat and drink the Word so that it transforms you, not so much for what was, but it's energy to renew you for what is to come for that day.
这是因为你生命中的一切都在24小时内循环，因此每24小时神的话语也必须在你的思想、意志、情感和你的灵中循环，就像你必须吃喝一样，你也必须吃喝神的话语，这样它才能改变你，不仅仅是改变你的过去，而是让你为未来那一天的到来而获得能量。
Habitual sin and generational curses play a roleIn our inability to operate in power, love, and a sound mind. When you're in habitual sin, what does the scripture say about your needs. Ask and you shall receive.
下一个问题是，习惯性犯罪和世代的咒诅是否会导致我们在权力、爱和谨守的心中失去能力？当你在习惯性的罪中时，圣经对你的需要怎么说的来着？祈求你就会得到。
But in the book of James, it says you ask amiss. Why? Because he was correcting the disciples because they were quarreling, fighting, and covetous amongst themselves. And they.
但在雅各书中曾经提到祈求的不对会怎么样呢？当时为什么会提到这个情况？是因为他们在纠正门徒，门徒们彼此之间在争吵和争竞。
He said, as long as you are fighting amongst yourselves, then you can ask, but you're not going to receive.
他们说，只要你们在内部互相争竞，那么你可以祷告，但是你不会得到神的回复。
So habitual sin and generational curses that produces, let's say, habitual bad choices that actually are counted as sin,
所以习惯性的罪和世代相传的咒诅会让你产生习惯性的错误选择，而这些选择实际上被视为罪。
It separates you from your ability to love others because inside you know you're betraying yourself.
它会使你失去爱其他人的能力，因为你知道在你的内心已经背叛了自己。
That's why the Lord took 613 mitzvot in the Hebrew laws, instructions, 613, and narrowed them down to two. And those two are, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy will, and love thy neighbor as you love yourself.
这就是为什么神将163条旧约的希伯来律法最后缩减到了两点。这两点就是全心、全意、全力、全意爱主你的神，并且要爱邻舍如同自己。
So when you have habitual sin and you're not repenting for it, and it could be rooted in a generational curse or not, doesn't really matter. But when you are constantly sinning, in fact, when you sin.And your sin becomes so familiar that you don't even know you're sinning anymore?
当你习惯性犯罪并且不为此悔改时，这种习惯性犯罪可能根植于世代的咒诅，但这其实并不重要了。当你在不断犯罪时，事实上，你犯罪的时候，罪会变得如此的熟悉，以至于你甚至不再知道自己在犯罪了。
When you get to that stage, then what happens is you have no authority in the spirit.
当你到了那个阶段，你在灵里就没有权柄了。
And you are difficult to love others because inside you have betrayed yourself, so you're not loving yourself. The only way to love yourself is to repent to God for the habitual sin and the generational curses sin in your life.
你很难去爱别人，因为你的内心已经背叛了自己，所以你不是爱自己。爱自己的唯一方法是向神悔改你生活中的习惯性犯罪和世代相传的咒诅的所犯下的罪。
And ask the Lord to refresh and renew your love with Him and your love for yourself so that you can give that love to others.
你可以请求主来更新并且继续你对他的爱以及对自己的爱，这样你就可以把这样子的爱也同样给予给别人。
How do we truly walk out of agreement with works of the flesh, works of our flesh, so that we can walk in greater authority in Christ?
我们如何真正不认同肉体做出的行为，以便我们能够在主基督耶稣里行走在更大的权柄当中。
How do we get out of agreement? Surrender. We talked about that earlier.
我们如何不再认同肉体所做出的行为呢？那就是要降服于神。我们之前也谈论过这一点。
If you're striving, these are issues of the heart. If you're striving, you're fearful, you're doubt. Fear, doubt, and unbelief are sin. They're just as bad a sin as pornography or robbing and stealing and murder. It's all the same thing. So what happens is you have to be able to walk by faith. And to walk by faith, most of the time, the Lord's going to ask you to do something that you have to have faith to accomplish.
这些都是关于内心的问题。如果你在努力，你就会害怕。你的怀疑、恐惧、不幸，其实都是罪。他们和色情、抢劫、盗窃、谋杀一样邪恶，都是罪。所以你必须要凭借信心来行事，并且大多数时候，主会要求你做一些你必须有信心才能完成的事情。
If everything you're doing you are able to do with your own talents and abilities in the flesh, then that's not really walking by faith.
如果你所做的一切，你在肉体上足够拥有自己的才能和能力，那么这并不是真正凭信心而行。
Walking by faith is doing the best that you can do, asking the Lord to bless the works of your hands. Then,
凭着信心而行就是尽你所能，祈求神祝福你双手所做的事情。
He'll breathe on it, and by faith, he'll 10 times it or make it exponential, and he'll breathe growth into it.
神会向他吹气，你凭着信心，神会使其增长十倍，甚至成任何爆炸级的增长，神会让他带来成长。
But you know it's God. You don't think it was you. You don't take credit for it. You give all the credit to him.
但那是神做的，你不认为你占功劳，你把所有的荣耀都归给了神。
So how do you walk out of agreement with it? First of all, you seek first the kingdom of God.You write the vision of what he's asked you to do according to Habakkuk 2. You make it plain. You go to our webpage, get goals to grow by. There's questionnaire that's there, free download. Fill out the questionnaire. Write the things down. And then look at how you answer those questions. And then look at what God is asking you to do. Because those questions pull out the desire of your heart, which are connected to your purpose, identity, and calling in Christ.
你如何不再随从肉体而做出行为呢？首先就要求神的国，请你把在意象中看到神要你做的事情写下来，制定你的计划。我们之前就有一份关于成长目标的问卷，你可以在以前的先知性信息中找到。你们可以根据问卷写下回复，然后看看神要求你们做什么，因为这些问题会牵扯出你内心的渴望。而这些渴望与你在神对你的呼召、受造的生命目的，以及你在主基督耶稣里面的身份有关。
By faith, as you'll say, this is the answer.
然后你就凭借信心而行事，这就是我对这个问题的答案。
This is what I'm going to do by faith to start walking down the path. And
现在我就要凭着信心开始走这条路。
When I start to walk in it by faith and things still go wrong, I don't stop and question. I keep walking one day at a time.
当我开始凭着信心行事，但仍然会出错的时候，我不再会停下来质疑神，我会一天一天的坚持走下去。
Your last question is, can you pray with us? Absolutely. We feel like we're never going to fully break through.We need someone to believe with us and remind us of who we are in Christ.
你们的最后一个问题是，拉比，你能和我们一起祷告吗？拉比说，当然啦。我们感觉我们永远无法完全实现突破。我们需要有人与我们一起相信，并提醒我们在基督耶稣里的身份。
So I'm just going to extend my hand to you, and I'm going to ask that you symbolically just put your hand in my hand.Like we're shaking hands.
我想向你伸出我的手，我请求你象征性的将你的手放在我的手上，就像我们握手一样。
And I want you to hear this. The Lord loves you. He created you in His image. He said, "It is good." You are good. God is good. God is love. God wants to bless you.God is not a man that he should lie.
我想让你们听到这些话。神爱你，他按照他的形象创造了你，他说这甚好，你很好，神是好的，神就是爱，神想要祝福你，神非人必不至说谎。
God is sending his Holy Spirit to you right now to empower you for breakthrough. Just go ahead and say, I receive it. I receive a fresh baptism of his Holy Spirit with fire to consume all doubt and unbelief tied to bondages.
神现在正在向你释放真理的圣灵，以赋予你突破的能力。请你们说，我领受到了，我领受到了从神而来的圣灵的全新的洗礼。圣灵用火来消灭所有与束缚相关的怀疑和不信。
Surrender to victory. I release all my fears and leave every fear at the foot of the cross.
我向胜利投降，我释放我所有的惧怕，我把每一个惧怕都留在十字架上。
I exchange fear for faith. I exchange doubt for belief. I believe I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who gives me strength.
我用信心来换取惧怕，我把怀疑也变成了信心，我相信靠着基督耶稣给我的力量，我已经得胜有余了。
I decree his word that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
我宣告神的话语，靠着那加给我力量的神，我凡事都能做。
I thank you that the Lord has called me to prosper and blesses the works of my hand. I am the blessed of the Lord. I am a son or a daughter of the King.He desires to fulfill his covenant promises in and through me, and I receive it.
我感谢神呼召我享有昌盛，并祝福我手中的工。我是神所祝福的，我是属天国的子女。神渴望通过我履行他与我们立约时的应许，我领受到了。
I surrender to all that is written in my books in heaven and all the workmanship that I'm called to.I desire to walk in that, nothing less, nothing more.
我降服于在圣经中所写的一切，以及我被呼召的所有的功。我渴望走在其中，仅此而已，不多也不少。
And I know that when I walk in it, that it will be exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think.
我知道当我走在其中时，它比所有我所求所想的都要更加的丰盛。
So, Father God, in Yeshua's name, I come out of agreement with the thought that I can't break through because I'm broke through right now. In Yeshua's name.
所以父神，奉主基督耶稣的名，我不同意我无法突破的想法，因为我现在正在突破。以上祷告奉主的名，阿们。祝福你们平安。